Now, have a Tony Kamei de Rova. Have a Tony Kamei de Rova, Rav Safra. They learned over this halacha we just said in front of Rav Safra. That what? The Rashbam says, L'achmas masnitsin ashkleisha kodesh baruch hu machos alayim l'shvach. The three people at kodesh baruch hu talk about, very good about them. So Rav Kana heard this. Saw the upon of Rav Kana. Rav Kana's face lit up. Like he thought, ah, gavaltik, I'm a bachelor. I'm living in this big krach, and I didn't do any chet, I didn't do any znus. So now the Eibush has a lot of hand off from me. His old Malay Rav, Rav answered back, Lav could go in Maru. The Brice didn't mean like a person like you, Rav Safra. This time you sit in your house and learn the whole day, you don't see any zoinus, so that's not the biggest thing. Elo, what did the Brice go on? Of course, Rav who talks about the Rav Lashvach, Lav could go in Rav Chinano of Rav Oishia. The Meister was with Rav Chinano of Rav Oishia. To have a Yushmachi, the Ara of the Yisrael. So you had an inn in Eretz Yisrael. Right, so they were also bachelors. At least at that time. To have a Yasve, the Shuk of the Zoinis. Used to live in the streets where Zoinis used to live. The Avdiluhu, Misani, the Zoinis. And their business was used to make shoes. And the Zoinis used to come into them and say, fix my shoes. The Yayaluhu, and the Zoinis came into the store. Is Inu Mestaklibu, the Zionists used to look at them for Shitam, they were looking at all the men. The Inu Loi Madlan Anayu, but they did not pick up the rise, Liestakulibu, to look at them at all. They didn't even look at them. Omi Mosasayu, and when these Zionists used to walk out, they were so astonished that these people didn't look at them, the way they used to make a shrun, or they used to talk about this, Hochi, that the Chayei and the Rabboni Kedisha Baal Yisrael. Whenever they said it to them, they wanted to swear in somebody's big name, they used to say, we're swearing in the name of these Rabbanim, Kedisha Daal Yisrael. That we were Zionists, and they weren't married, and we used to come to them, and they didn't look at them. So such a Zach is a tremendous chus. Now exactly the Loch, it's a bit so schwer, what were the business doing it? Lechura, they had no right to do this. Lechura, they had no right to sell shoes where Zionists come in, you're not supposed to go around where Zionists saw. Before she talk about it. Shadem Madrege Yeh, it wasn't Dafka for them. Lechura, what? Well, not exactly like this. This is this mice here. But it's a mitzvah shala how they were allowed to do it b'chol, like how they shouldn't have done it. They're not supposed to put yourself in the nesoyim. Right. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev. Like we said, these Gemaras we don't know 100%, but the Kol Poem is a mitzvah to learn them. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev. Three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu love. Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu love? Mi Shein HaKaya, someone doesn't get angry. Or Mi Shein HaMishtaka, someone doesn't get chicken, doesn't get drunk. He's not strict about his midas. If even though somebody says something bad to you, you don't right away stick up for yourself. You give in. You look over for your own covet. These three people are Kodesh Baruch Hu loved. Shloisha are Kodesh Baruch Hu soinan. Three people are Kodesh Baruch Hu hate. Hamedaber echad apel v'echad b'leiv. Somebody that talks one way with his mouth, and in his heart he means something else. Because he says sheker. He'll talk to you nicely, really doesn't mean it. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like you. You know Edis, you saw the way Reuven lent money to Shimon, and you don't come to say Edis for him, because Baruch Hu doesn't like you. So somebody sees the way his friend doesn't have Erevah, and you yourself as the Yochid, as one aid, you go to Bezin to say Edis that you saw Reuven do a chet. Any chet it is. Hashem doesn't like you. And we'll soon see why not. Kiho de Tuvia. It was a ma'aseh with Tuvia, Chata. Tuvia did a chet. We also Zigud, Luchudei. Now Zigud, his friend Zigud, saw the way Tuvia did a chet, did something wrong. And he came to say, Edis, we asked day coming to Rapopo. He came in front of Rapopo to tell Rapopo, you should know I saw the way Tuvia did a chet. He did an Avera. And the face, maybe he wants to give him Malchus now. He said, I gave him a story to listen to me. He deserves to get Malchus. So the ma'aseh was Nagde le Zigud. Rapopo turned around and gave Zigud, gave this aid to Malchus. He put him into Nagid, he gave him Malchus to Rabbonin. So Amulei, the Rabbonin asked Rapopo, Tuvia Chotov, Zigud, Mingud, what's going on here? Tuvia is the one that did the chet, he did something wrong. Zigud, and he given Zigud Malchus, what did he do wrong? Amulei, so Rapopo answered back, yes, in. Yes, Zigud, now this one aid deserves to get pech. The Echsiv, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yokum Aid Echod Vish. One aid is not allowed to say aidus in front of a person. Befrat by Dabashim Amamin or Dabashim Ervam, we don't believe in aid echad. So if you yourself come to Bezdin, Bezdin does not believe you. So what you're doing is just I'm saying Lashon Hara. If you're just I'm saying that this person did a chet, all you're doing is saying Lashon Hara. Because Bezdin's not going to listen to you anyway. So you're just being over an Aveira of Lashon Hara. V'at lechudcha echadach bei, and you yourself zigud, you came yourself to say edus. The pasuk says we don't listen to an ed echad. Is a man l'shem Rabbi Yalma komafkes bei. All you did was you said lashonara upon Tuvia. So since you said lashonara, you deserve to get patched. You get clipped. You're over in Aveira now. So Rashi Rashbam, Tichsiv lo yokem ed echad kloimer. Hamikra mei, the pasuk says shi'ato nemen b'edazu, that you zigud now, you're not nemen. I can't believe you. You're an ed echad saying that he stole or that he did a chet, he was ad znus, whatever, ain't dosh b'emfachas mishnayim. I don't believe you. Of Zoy, all you're doing is saying Lashon Hara. For Lashon Hara, you deserve to get a clip. Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Omar Rav. Mutal is noisay. But a kolpon, if you see somebody do a chet, you have a right to hate him. That's what you do. In your heart, you have a right to hate him now. So, Rashbam, mutal is noisay. Haroya yechidi dover evra b'chaveroi. If you see the way your friend does a chet, is afal pi shenu reshoi lahayid loy, you have no right now to go to Bezdin to tell Bezdin he did it, because Bezdin won't listen to you. But mutal is noisay, you have a right to hate that person. Shreihu yodeya b'vadi shurasha. Because you know that person is a Russia. You saw him do a chet. You know he's a Russian. Shinema, the pasuk says like this: Ki tira chamor sonecha. When you see the donkey of your enemy, roiv is takas masoy. The donkey has so much weight on top of him, and he collapses. There's a mitzvah also of tazavoy. So there's a mitzvah to help him. Help him take off the packages and he'll lift up his chamor. For the more my sonecha, what does it mean chamor sonecha? The chamor donkey of your enemy. Ilai masoyna nochiv. It means he's a goy. For Tanya. Soyne Shomru, Soyne Yisrael. No, we're talking about a Yid, a Jewish, a person that you're allowed to hate, your enemy. V'loy Soyne Nochri, not an enemy of a guy. Ela Pshita Soyne Yisrael. We're talking about a Yisrael that you hate. Fred Gemara, Misharul, and Misnayu. Do you have a right to hate anybody? Well, see, the Pasuk says, Loy Tisna Sechicha Bobovecha. You're not allowed to hate somebody in your heart. So how could the Pasuk say here, Ki Tira Chamor Sanechon? We're not talking about a Russia, we're talking about a Tzaddik. So the apostle is saying you should know you tzaddik. If you see your enemies, the person that you hate, if you see his chamor, you have this mitzvah to help him out. But how are you allowed to hate somebody? We're talking about a Yisrael. How do you have a right to hate somebody? The apostle says, you're not allowed to hate somebody in your heart. Elo, the pshat is, the ikos tzaddik, the avid yisura. You want to tell me there are two edim that saw the way that person did an avera. When he did an avera, then you're allowed to hate him. Then everybody is allowed to hate him. The pasuk is mashma soinecha. Mashma is only somebody you hate, but nobody else hates him. If he's a person that you hate him because two edim saw did a chet, everybody knows he did a chet, so everybody is allowed to hate him. The pasuk is mashma. You have a case another yid, another Yisrael that just you are allowed to hate him. My shno hai. Why only does the pasuk say this person? El olav. We have to say that what is the pasuk talking about? That kisira chamor sanecha. That if you see the donkey of your enemy, that somebody you hate, mashmi, you are allowed to hate him, and you're the only one that can hate him, nobody else. What's the case? El olav ki agavna. We're talking about our case. Dechaz yevei iyu dvar aveira. That you were the only one that saw that this Reuven did a chet. So therefore, you're allowed to hate him, and nobody else is allowed to hate him. But our company, you are allowed to hate him. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Omar. Mitzvah is noisin. Not only are you allowed to, but it's a mitzvah to hate that person. But if you see somebody doing a veror, you're supposed to like, it should bother you, they did a chet. And because they did the chet, that chet should bother you. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem, Sernei Ra. Somebody that has Yiras Hashem hates bad. Because if you see somebody do Ra, it bothers you. Like Pashigaret, if you see somebody do something bad, it bothers you. You see somebody slap a kid, it bothers you. Because it hurts you, he's doing something wrong. The same way, if you see somebody do a chet and avera, it should also bother you. Like, you know the Yevishter, he's doing something wrong to the Yevishter, it should bother you. So it's a mitzvah, it's nice. Omer Ravacha, Brei the Rav, the Ravashi. Mao lemeim rolei lerabe lemisnayu. If a Talmud does something wrong, and you see the Talmud doing avera, are you allowed to go to his Rebbe to tell his Rebbe that he did something wrong? Then that the Rebbe will hate him. There's a Manchasant that says Lemisnayo could be also means that the Rebbe should want to be tichochot to make the kid better. Pasha Loshna is Lemisnayo. Do you want the Rebbe to hate him? Pasha means the Rebbe will watch out for this Talmud. Is almost we answered back. Iyoda demhemen the Rabbe kevetrei. If you know that the Rebbe will trust you, like two people, lay malay, then you have a right to tell him. V'lo lo lay malay. And then if not, don't tell him. In other words, really you're only a yochid, you're only one person. So really the Rebbe, if one person tells you something, you're not supposed to believe in Eidechud. So really the Rebbe would just say, I don't believe what you're saying. I won't believe you that my Talmud is something wrong. So if the Rebbe is not going to believe you, all you're doing is just I'm saying Lashon Hara. Then you have no right to say it. But if you know that the Rebbe respects you, and if you tell him he'll believe you, then the Rebbe will hear it. That if Talmud is something wrong, and pshat is, the Rebbe will do something good about it now, so that's not called Lashon Hara like. You're not stop telling the Rebbe to turn off Lashon Hara. You're telling the Rebbe today he should do something about it. Same thing with tell your father, you tell a father that a kid did something wrong. Could be that will be mutter. And providing with these tanoim. If you know the father will believe you, and the father will take action and do something to the kid, then that's mutter. Because you're only saying it, l'tayvus a kid. But if you know the father's not going to believe you, he's just going to joke about you, then you're not allowed to tell the father. Because all you're doing by telling the father is just I'm saying Lashon Hara. It's not going to come out to be anything good, because you know the father's not going to believe you anyway. So then it's just I'm Lashon Hara, you shouldn't say it. Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Chayehin Einachayim. Three people, the lives are not called a life. It's a hard life. Harach Rachmin, somebody has too much mercy. Too much. Harach Sachnin, somebody gets too angry. Red hot guy. V'yanini Adas, somebody is very delicate. Every little thing bothers him. V'yamar Rabbi Yosef, Kuli Yisnoi Bi. Rabbi Yosef said all these three things are with me. He had these three things. So it doesn't mean Seattle means Einachayim. It means it's not a good thing to have. It's not up to you. Like you heard it's a tevi you have. But if you have this tevi, if you know, you have to watch out. Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Soinim Zeze. Three people hate one another. Eloein Aklovim. Dogs hate one another. Batana Golem. Chickens hate one another. They are Chavrin. 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 I think that's like the Galochim. The Chavrin. It's a Chavrin. So that we have the other Gemara there. So those are goyim, type of goyim. Not sure the galochim, people that do worship avodah zarah. So that's a nation. People that are chachover. These goyim also hate one another. The yeshayim some say af hazoynis. Even zoynis also hate one another. The yeshayim af tamid chomish above. Even the talmud chachim above also have a fight one and the other. No. Right. Tana Rabbon, Shloisha Oyhavin Zeze. Three people love one another. Elohim Hagerim. Any ger likes one another. The Avodim, any slave likes one another. The Orvim, any raven likes one another. Arabo Ein Adas of Lotzen. Four things people can't take it. It bothers people. Elohim. Dal Go. If you have a poor person, that's a big shot. People can't take it. If you're poor already, don't be a big shot. The Asher Mechachish, and you're rich and you say lie. Like you say you do and you don't do it also bothers everybody. You're rich, you could do it, so do it already. The Zokin Menoyev, an older person doesn't need does nus. You're old already, you have no time already, what are you doing is nus. Or Parnes Mizgor al Tziba Bechinim. Or Parnes, if the president or the mayor is Mizgor, he acts like a big shot over the Tziba for no reason at all. Stam, he stands acts like a Mizgor, he acts like a big shot over them, people can't take it. The Yesharim, some say, you gave a divorce once to your wife. Ushniya. You married her back again, you gave her a second time a get. Umachvira. And after the second get, you marry her back a third time. People can't take that. But Tanakama, why didn't he say this? Because Zimna the Ksubasam Ruba. The pshat is, you gave her a get once. No. Then you had Rahmana son, she married again. That's not so bad. But then you saw things not going, you gave her a get again. Then the shalos are, why did you marry back a third time for him? Tanakam says, because your sort of ksuba is too big. If you're staying Megureshes, she wants a lot of money for ksuba. You can't afford to pay it. So that's why you took it back again. So it's not so bad. Inami yeshka bonimimenu. You had children from her. And you have to take care of your children. It's pitiful. So therefore, that's why you're taking it back again. So therefore, the people maybe will understand it. V'loimotsi Megureshes, you can't get rid of her. Because the children, you can't get rid of her. Chamisha dvorim tziva kenan es bonim. Five things Canaan told his son. Oyavu zezeh. Love one another. Every Canaan, every Arab loves one another. Canaan loves one another. V'yoyev es agezel. Love to steal. V'yoyev es azima. Mamish all the Arabs. Love zima. Love the tavznus. V'soyn yas adenechem. Hate your master. V'yal tadavru emes. Don't say truth. Shisha dvarim nemru besus. Six things were said about a horse. Oyev es aznus.
He likes nus. He likes to have nus also a horse. For Yoyev Esamachami, he loves to have war. For Ruchai Gasa, he has a high, he's haughty. Or Moyes Eshashina, he doesn't like to sleep. The Yoichal Harbi eats a lot of horse. Or Moitzi Kima, a small amount comes out. The Yesher Mesam Sayaf Mavakish Lorik Bola Bimachamam. He likes to kill the guys riding on him, B'shas Mechamah. Shiva Menudin L'Shemayim. Seven people are Menudah thrown away from Shemayim. Elohein. Yehudi Shein Isha. A Yehudi, a Jew, doesn't get married. V'sheyesh Isha Vein Lebonim. You have a wife and you don't have children. So Pashto means like you're not Oisik in Peru Ravu. If you stand, don't have children, it's not your fault. But if you're not Oisik, B'chal in Peru Ravu and Tashmish, then it's like Kosh Baruch Hu hates you. You're Menudah Min HaShemayim. Or me she yesh le bona vein megadol matam Torah. The Eibusha gave you children already, and you don't teach them Torah. Or me shein lo tefillin brosh. Someone does not wear tefillin. Or tefillin bezroy doesn't wear tefillin on his arms. Or tzitzis bevigdo doesn't wear tzitzis. Or mezuzah pischi doesn't have a mezuzah on his house. Vamoneya manola miraglav. And he goes around barefoot. That's menudah min hashemayim. It's not nice. It's a big night to walk around barefoot. The yesha, but this providing is not the meaning of olam. If it's the meaning of everybody to walk around barefoot, then the time wouldn't be so bad. But as though it's not a nice thing to walk around barefoot. The Yeshayim, some say, Af mi shein neisi b'chabur esha mitzvah. Somebody would not sit down by a sudis mitzvah. First, because he holds you two bits of bagayvinik, it doesn't pass for you, the Yeshayim doesn't like that. The chabur esha mitzvah, Shbam says, to go in mishnah shah bris mila. You go to a bris mila, it doesn't pass for you to sit down by the sudah. Oy bas kain le kain, or else a bas kain gets married to a kain, it doesn't pass for you to sit down by the sudah, the Yeshayim doesn't like you. Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Reb Shmuel Bar Masa, Omar Rab, Mishum Reb Yosi, Ish Hutzel, name of Reb Yosi is Hutzel, the name of a person came from Hutzel. Minayin Shein Sherilim Bakalodim. You shouldn't ask any questions from the astrologers. Or else Rashbam says, Bal Oiv, Bal Oiv, Kach Pir Shabain of Lenira, Lishamati Chosim Bakalodim, the other is astrologers. Don't ask people look in the stars. Don't ask them washing them. And the apostle says, Tonim Tiyim Hashem Lakecha. Just have a munah, be trustful in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rashbam, Lios Pateach Boy, B'chol Kuris and Lodes HaBoy Estachor. Have trust in Hashem, whatever happens to you, is like Midah Shemayim. And don't try and look through the astrologers what's going to come, why and what. O Minayin, how do we know how Yedei B'chabei Rishu Godem Imenu? Afilu B'dov Rechud, Shechayim Linuk by Kovid. How do you know if your friend is greater than you, even in one respect, in one Indian, you have to give him Kovid? Shenem, the Pasuk says, Kokova di ruchi yiserabi, o mako sisli akmusli akomachuse. Pasik in the Neil, Mashmi gave him covered because he thought he was bigger than him in even one frat. Ve'ayeshevis adam tor is asura l'shamish. If an issue that's yeshevis adam tor, it's not snaf tashmish. And adkamo omarav oino. So Rashbam was ha'yeshevis adam tor means isha. Shekolu yimei tohor shalo. Ve'gio leil aboyim v'yachud zocher. She had birth, and the halacha by a kid is, by a zocher, the first 7 days she tummy, then the next 33 days is dam tor. Even if she sees dam, midirai she sees mutter. So after the 40 days, that means, hayashev asad dam tor, it finished the 40 days already. Ve'giyah leil abor mechem, the night of the 40th day, le zocher leil shemayin of yechon nekeva, after the 80th days, by a girl, she emtir achshim, she sees now, tenida, she'll become an idiot, asur l'shamish. She'll not have tashmish with her. The Alpha Pishla Ross, even though she didn't see right now. So Hurli Mudhi, Ad Asha, Lias Meshaneshis, in Riyasa, Gzeirus Shematir with the Shamish. There is since these last like 33 days. That's the only time we have it, that when Isha gives birth, if she has a boy, so for 7 days she's Tomei, then Midi writes to the next 33 days she's Tor, even if she sees Dam then, still she's Tor. But in a cave is the first 14 days that she's Tomei. The next, to 66 days, until 80, the next 66 days, she's Torah, even if she sees Dam. So therefore, now when she's table the night of the 80th, now the Loch is that she sees Dam, you're not allowed to be with her. So since you were Rogel until now, being with even though she sees Dam, so that night, don't have Tashmish. Like a day to make Hekka to know, from now on, whenever she sees Dam, she's also to you. And how much do you have to stay away? I'm a Rav Oina. One night means Yoyim V'Layla. Kach Pira Shabenu, 24 hours, Len Hira. And Alay Lechid, we always hold Oina means a 12-hour period, either night or else day. Tono, Hu Yosef Ish Hutzel, Hu Yosef Abavli, the same person. Hu Isi Ben Gur, Gur Aryeh. Hu Isi Ben Yudil, it's all the same person. Hu Isi Ben Gamliel. Hu Isi Ben Mahalalo. Hu Ma Shmoy, what was his real name? Isi Ben Akavi Shmoy. Who Reb Yitzchak ben Tavla, who Reb Yitzchak ben Chakloi? Reb Yitzchak ben Tavla is the same person as Reb Yitzchak ben Chakloi. Who Reb Yitzchak ben Ali? He's also the Yitzchak ben Ali.
Here, now the last word, who, we're not supposed to be verse. Here, on the Kufi Dalar Amad Aleph. Reb Yitzchak ben Acha de Shmaito, he's Reb Yitzchak ben Acha of the Shmaito of the Halochis, who Reb Yitzchak ben Pinchas de Garata. He's the same person as a Pinchas, as Reb Yitzchak ben Pinchas, whenever it's mentioned in the Agodas. Bissimnecha, what's the simin? How do we know this? Shimono Achai Berei. As listen, hear me, my brother, my people.
Alright, we'll stop here. Alright, we'll stop here. Again, this is at the top of the Gemara.